All right, folks. Looks like it's here. So Trump comes out and predicts his arrest for Tuesday, 3/21. I thought, in my opinion, I think 3/22, the skull and bones number is much more fitting. My math is pretty bad, folks. I wasn't a great math student, but to me, I feel like that number for skull and bones is very significant. So let's see what happens 3/22. I'm not going to fully leave that number. I think something's going to happen. If he gets arrested Tuesday or Wednesday, let's see. Folks, I'm going to be talking about this. Juan O'Savin called it. A lot of you like to hate on the man. But I'm glad I trusted my instincts. And I'm glad I stayed on it. And I kept him coming on the show because I know that man is in that sphere, folks. He's in that firewall of what's coming. He predicted this a year ago. First on ninoscorner.tv. Right there, get to ninoscorner.tv if you want news first. We're ahead of the ball. We're way ahead of the ball. So much so, we're about a year and a half ahead of the ball. Folks, I'm going to get into this. Virtual shield, things are getting rough. Even though 2023 just started, and what a start this has been. Americans have already lost over $5.8 billion to cybercrimes like fraud and identity theft. This is why I've been using today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, for the past year and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1, my identity is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suit, it provides 24/7 peace of mind and protection. It's easy to use, protects your family, and comes with a massive 1 million insurance policy. To start monitoring and protecting your identity, protect yourself starting now with 78% off discount for life. Use my link in the description box below. Every sign up using this link will get a 60-day total risk-free trial of Virtual Shield 1. Hit the link below, folks. Hit the link below. I'm here on a Saturday. Big news. I couldn't pass this up. Thank you for the super chat. There's going to be a challenge that I put out to Ron DeSantis. Let's see what you're made of. Let's see if you got it, what it takes, because we're all going to find out who you are right now. So Trump predicts his arrest for Tuesday. Juan has said this on my show for a year and a half now, that Trump is going to be arrested. Juan doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, folks, it's here. It's finally here. And a lot of things are going to be happening. Even Bo Pony on my show has said March, April, May, going into June. I mean, folks, I'm not big on predictions, but I don't know what to say about this. I really don't even know what to say, except it looks like things are happening. But when you understand the occult calendar, when you understand these nefarious people, that they are Satanists, then you understand what they follow, and they follow certain guidelines and dates for them. So it is predictable to a degree. Now, Laura Loomer writes, Ron DeSantis has been silent over the news that President Trump may be arrested on Tuesday. Under Florida law, the state's governor is responsible for making sure a person in the state is arrested and delivered to another state if that person is indicted on a felony charge. You're a snake at Ron DeSantis. Folks, I've been calling out Ron DeSantis for how long now? For a year and a half, maybe? I was the unpopular guy calling out Ron DeSantis. I think he's not going to say a word. I think he's going to say as quiet as a mouse. Why? Because you got the Bush family. You got the Obamas behind him, just telling them, hey, shh, be quiet. Let this... We know what we're doing here. Don't get involved. You're going to look like the golden child. We're going to put you on a pedestal. You're going to be president in 2024. Let Trump get arrested. Let Trump have that black cloud over his head. Folks, for what's coming, the mayhem and garbage that's getting ready to come, Trump can't own it. Trump's got to be out of the picture anyway. So this works for us as well. Believe me when I tell you that. I'll try to get 107 on a video today, hopefully, to help you understand that, to explain that, so he can explain that. We are ahead of the ball here, folks. I expected this arrest to happen in the fall. I didn't expect it to happen in the spring, but obviously I don't really know their occult calendar very well. From the New York law enforcement sources, Alvin Bragg isn't smart enough to orchestrate the Trump prosecution. He's an incompetent figurehead. He's not the one to watch. His deputy, Meg Rice, is behind this. Folks, they're making a huge mistake. They don't even know. She's a close Soros operative and committed radical and significant global connections. Rice has probably had more impact on radical weaponized prosecutors around the country than any other single individual. Folks, this is their last panic move. One of their last panic moves. There's going to be more panic moves that involve World War III, nuclear, things of that nature. Remember, we called it here first, and I'm calling nuclear first, too. That's going to happen. This is all playing out. And these people, believe it or not, are putting a nail in their coffin. They're done. This is their last panic moves. They're not going to get away with this. That's all I can say. And I've said, as Juan has said on my channel many, many times, that this was coming. This was coming. It's a desperate final move, folks. Now, I know a lot of you are going to get mad and get out and protest. That's legal. You can protest. But I am against violence. Do not get violent. You see someone getting violent, report them, stop them immediately. Don't fall into their hands of chaos, folks. Don't do this. I beg you not to do this. Don't fall into their plan of chaos. Okay? This will be J6 all over again if you mess this up. You can protest, but protest peacefully. Do not get violent. That's all I'm asking. Because then we fall into their hands. This is going to get interesting, folks. This is going to get interesting. This moment in history is going to define humanity forever, for eternity, folks. Are we going to slide? This is for all the marbles. Are we going to slide into slavery and bondage or be a free and liberated species? I'm putting up a video in the next few days. If not tomorrow, maybe if it's done getting edited, of Antarctica. All roads lead to Antarctica. I suggest you watch it. It's going to be on ninoscorner.tv first. I'm also going to get Juan for an emergency interview, hopefully today. And then I may put the Antarctica video up edited on YouTube later. So, folks, we're coming into some historic, pivotal times. This is for all the marbles. This is it, folks. We're either going to lose America and lose the world, or we're going to be a free and liberated country along with the rest of the world. It's humanity's on the line here. Humanity is on the line, folks. All right. I'm going to be jumping on an interview right now, folks. Go to ninoscorner.tv if you want real news, breaking news. We're about 2 years ahead of the ball. Remember, Trump's got to be out of the picture. This works for both sides, from what I understand. And I'll get into it in detail with Juan O'Savin on ninoscorner.tv. I'll see you guys over there. It's going to be too hot for YouTube. All right, folks. Later.